from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. It certainly was weather-wise. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister, who is on Sundays here, but you have a relationship, as we just mentioned. It goes back with KDK 10 years. For those that don't know, born and raised in Penn Hills.
Yes.
Famous Penn Hills. We were talking about all the people that have come from Penn Hills, of which there are many.
I'm riding their coattails. So.
Well, including you. And then give people a little thumbnail of your resume, because it's really impressive.
Well, from here, I went down to a little college where the greatest basketball shooter in NBA history also went to school, plays by the name of Davidson College. I was down there, played baseball down there, came back up, was supposed to be out of school for a semester. It ended up being about a decade. Eventually went back down to Davidson, graduated, stayed in North Carolina, then went to the south side of Chicago for 3 years, had an opportunity to be there while President Obama was in office, and some of the most turbulent times over the last 20 years, the 2010 midterm election and the like, and then eventually in 2013, came back home to Pittsburgh.
You ran for office.
Yes.
A high office.
Yes. U.S. Congress in 2016, Republican nominee. It is informally known that I am the first ever congressional candidate to win by way of a write-in vote. In 2016, you had to get 1,000 write-in votes. We tripled that, basically. And it was a very interesting time to run as a moderate Republican when Donald J. Trump was at the top of the ticket and Hillary Clinton was on the other side. It was a very polarizing time. And I remember back then, Larry, that we used to think that maybe this is the worst that the polarization could get, because you had two very unlikable candidates at that time. And 10 years later, we've basically, as a country, been saying, hold my beer. Because it's been getting worse.
It has, in just the last few weeks, changed incredibly, because you had Donald Trump and Joe Biden, here we go again, and then suddenly an assassination attempt on the eve of the Republican National
Yes.
Convention. Then the next Sunday, Joe Biden steps out of the race, Kamala Harris comes in, then we wait to find out who her running mate will be. Many thought it would be our governor, Josh Shapiro, ends up being Minnesota's Tim Walz, and now game on. And I can't believe how much has changed in such a short period of time. And yet, it seems like we got to wait 3 months to get this thing settled.
Well, it's going to be an ongoing developing soap opera, if you will. But the interesting thing about what the Democrats did was, Larry, is they ended up filling the enthusiasm gap. People forget that Donald Trump has always had a plurality without having a majority. So he's going to stay at his 44, 45, 46% because that's what he's been doing for 10 years. He won in 2016 because he had a very unpopular candidate that had votes streaming away to Jill Stein and other candidates. That's not going to happen with other candidates. So now that the Democrats have a candidate that their base can at least be excited about and raise money, and then you have a Tim Walz that is from a Midwest state, has a unique background. He has military in his background. He's a high school teacher and a football coach. If that doesn't scream middle America, I don't know what does. That's something different than what Josh Shapiro has been. Josh Shapiro has a presidential resume. Tim Walz has the guy that you grew up with that was your backup linebacker in grade school, and then he ends up doing good things. That's a different type of feel, and that's a feel that helps Kamala Harris, somebody that gets to reinvent herself on this presidential stage. That bolsters that enthusiasm. That's part of the problem that the Trump campaign's having with right now, is how do we frame her with all this going on?
Well, a lot of name calling, obviously. Trump suggesting that her crowds have been artificially generated by computers, AI, if you will. I don't believe that's true, but then the name calling, race shaming that goes on. When are the candidates going to sit down and give us the actual bullet points of what they're going to do, physically do, as opposed to just sweeping rhetoric and, again, basically going, you know, now that Democrats are calling them weird and Donald Trump's continuing his, you know, name calling too.
Larry, it's sad, but it's going to be as late as possible. And a lot of that, unfortunately, goes back to the American people. That's some of our fault because we have allowed people to run for high offices and not tell us what they're going to do to make our communities better. Instead, we've allowed negative campaigning to be even more effective than it used to be. And we've allowed even presidential debates, congressional debates, senatorial debates to be more mudslinging than exchanging points and information.
It's going to be interesting September 10th because they have agreed to at least that debate. There is a suggestion there would be two additional, but Harris's team hasn't confirmed that. But they have said, yeah, we're going to debate on September 10th. It's going to be a little different this time for the Democrats because you have a former prosecutor who's used to being in a courtroom, who's used to being able to face great adversity and to see how they do against each other.
Well, the other thing is, Larry, as a prosecutor, you're used to redirecting, re-shaming. You're used to cutting out the clutter and getting back to a premise. And that's something that Joe Biden struggled with in June that Kamala Harris is not going to struggle with. So when Donald Trump tries to confound issues, if she's on her game, she'll be able to, no, we're not talking about Iran. We're talking about the economy. We're not talking about the economy from 2019. We're talking about a post-COVID economy. She'll be able to reframe issues quickly. And that makes a difference when you only have 90 seconds at a time.
And those who wonder why are debates important, look at the last one. It ended up unraveling Joe Biden's campaign to get reelected.
And it's more of a chance where people can see so much of you at one time, 100 million people watching you at once. You're not going to even get that at the conventions.
We're with Lenny McAllister. Coming up next, Elon Musk will sit down with Donald Trump. What can we expect? JP Roofing and Siding, Joe Patochnik and his team, triple winners this year from Owens Corning. Why does that matter to you? Because their work, their workmanship, their warranties on everything they do. So service excellence, product excellence, MVP, upper 1% of everybody in America that does what they do. When nobody does it better than JP Roofing and Siding. And Joe will give you $500 off any roof or siding installation project. Ask about 100% financing, help you with insurance claims A to Z. JP Roofing and Siding. Get a free estimate anytime at 412-829-7711. 412-829-7711. Thanks, Joe. Video with Lenny McAllister, once a congressional candidate and so much more. You're in the education world, too.
Yes.
For those that don't know, how important is that in this day and age to educate our young people?
And unfortunately, it's also become a political football. We're always talking about funding. We're always talking about curriculum. We're talking now we're talking about what values are going to be taught in the schools. And it's, you know, you and I were talking off air, Larry, about the polarization of America. And unfortunately, even something as basic as education has become so polarized now.
I think we'd all agree education is absolutely essential and important, always has been, always will be. And then it's usually the biggest line item budget.
Yes.
In
a state budget, yes.
Right.
And it's not just here.
Right. And how that money is spent, utilized, and who decides who gets to say, do what and read what is at controversy now, too, speaking of politics. Let's talk about Donald Trump having a interview opportunity with a big fan of his who happens to be a mega billionaire, Elon Musk, who is also the owner of what was named Twitter, is now X.
It will be very interesting to see if the Trump campaign can get the former president to say one or two things that they want to stick to the current vice president on the campaign trail. If this is just an opportunity for two guys that see the world similarly to pontificate about their grievances, this is not going to get the biggest bang for their buck. However, if they're able to say, Mr. President, if you can just make sure you hit Kamala Harris with at least one or two things that she's going to have to respond to, you think about what the critique of her right now is. She's not facing tough questions. He can make her face a tough question with this interview with Elon Musk, but that takes a discipline that he generally does not show on the campaign trail.
He had an opportunity, in my opinion, after the assassination attempt, and he talked about this being a moment in history and for him to unite the country. That narrative was intriguing to a lot of people who maybe were on the muddle. His supporters will always be his supporters, no matter what he says or does. That's clear. But then when his speech came on Thursday night of the Republican National Convention, he was on point with that messaging, the united messaging. But then 20 minutes in, it became more the Donald Trump that we've all known for now 10 years.
What they should have done at the RNC convention is kind of like what they do with the award shows, like the Oscars.
Play the music.
Just play the music and say, Mr. President, you got 10 minutes. When you hear this music, you got 90 seconds. And literally, I would have told the I'd have probably gotten fired for this, but I'd have told the networks, go to break, because it would have at least got the message across to him, we can't do this. But it would have also kept him in a more positive light, a more unifying light, and then make, at the time, the Biden-Harris campaign respond to that. Even if he had that momentum now with Harris walls, there still would have been, okay, well, my tone is not divisive and my economy was better than yours. You know, my tone is not as divisive as it used to be and the inflation wasn't as bad as yours. That now we're talking about issues that he was winning on in the polls. He moved away from that, unfortunately, for him.
And Joe Biden stepping aside from the race has electrified the party that was basically, I mean, with Joe Biden, they had nowhere to go.
Well, baby boomers are back on the scene, and Gen X is now starting to be on the scene. I mean, this is a baby boomer ticket. The last baby boomer we saw on the ticket from the Democrats that excited folks was a guy by the name of Barack Obama, another person with a funny name from a liberal state, but found a way to connect because they were more personable and more relatable to a wider swath of voters.
Just as a sidebar, Josh Shapiro was passed over when a lot of people thought he would be the guy, and there are people suggesting he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He had a cadence that he had developed, stumping for Harris, that seemed Barack Obama-like.
That's not a bad person. If you're going to have somebody to model yourself after, he's not a bad one. And I think that for people think that Josh Shapiro missed an opportunity. Josh Shapiro is not a guy, and there are certain people like this throughout the world, they're not auditioning for number two. You don't talk like a number two. You don't walk like a number two. He doesn't do that. So even for him, for Walls to take that role, I thought it would go to somebody like a Roy Cooper, similar background, similar Purple state, versus a Shapiro who can still now grow into being a chief executive on a smaller scale in the Commonwealth and then go back on the big stage in 28 or 32.
Lenny McAllister, good to see you.
Good to see you, kind sir. God bless
you all.
We'll
talk again. Check him out on Sundays.
2 to 5.
And we'll have you back, if you don't mind, as we go through the next 3 months.
You got to bring donuts. If you bring donuts, I'm coming back, Larry.
I can make that happen.
I hear you can.
There are no shortage of topics, so tomorrow it'll be what the interview actually
yes.
develops into with Elon Musk tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
The Olympics in Paris, France have come to an end. 10 days of competition, some controversy. A lot of excitement, and by almost all accounts, Paris did a tremendous job of hosting the Summer Games.
126 medals, was it, for the U.S. this year?
Yes.
I think that's right, yeah.
40 gold, the next nearest country, China, at 91, but they had 40 gold too. So a successful Olympics for the U.S., and we'll start with some wrap-up coverage from CBS. Here's Chanel Call.
The Paris Olympics went out with a bang as fireworks engulfed Paris's national stadium. It was a night of pomp and pageantry. The Paris 2024 closing ceremony celebrated the amazing moments that we saw during these past 2 weeks, as well as a breathtaking handover to Los Angeles for the next Games in 2028. It was a mission possible for Tom Cruise, who swooped into the Parisian stadium to take the Olympic flag back to Los Angeles. The night also saw sensational performances on the Paris stage, including the Star Spangled Banner by Her. Then the party shifted to Los Angeles, where Snoop Dogg, Billie Eilish, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers were there ready to entertain the crowds gathered in Long Beach. Swimmer Katie Ledecky and rower Nick Mead celebrated the Team USA as the closing ceremony flag bearers. And Team USA topped the medal count with 126 in all, but it was a draw in the gold medal race, with the U.S. and China taking 40 each. But Team USA could have one more in the works. Gymnast Jordan Chiles was ordered to return her bronze medal because of a technicality. but USA Gymnastics says it has video evidence and plans to fight this decision. CBS's Jamie Yukas has more.
A controversial end to the games for American gymnast Jordan Chiles. The International Olympic Committee stripped her of her bronze medal in the floor exercise. Initially, Chiles finished fifth in Monday's competition. Her coach appealed, saying her athletic difficulty score was undercredited and her score was adjusted. But Olympic arbitrators ruled the appeal missed the one-minute deadline. The medal will now be given to Team Romania's Anna Barbosu. USA Gymnastics said they were devastated by the ruling. Teammate Simone Biles wrote on Instagram, "Sending you so much love, Jordan. Keep your chin up. Olympic champ, we love you." The U.S. Olympic Committee plans to appeal. With a nail-biter of an ending, Team USA women's basketball won their eighth consecutive gold medal, defeating host country France 67-66.
Glad the USA came out on top.
Also setting records, the U.S. women's national team.
It's a dream come true to win a gold medal.
In her first major tournament with her players, soccer coach Emma Hayes led the team to secure a record fifth gold medal.
Why is the love and camaraderie of this team so important to you?
Because I think when you enjoy being around each other, when you play well together, in the hardest moments, you've got each other's backs. It's just like a family.
Team USA and the Olympic Committee now moves to Los Angeles for the Summer 2028 Games, where the mayor told me after attending these games, a transportation plan for the notoriously clogged city will be her top priority. Jamie Yukas, CBS News, Paris.
And there was one little fly in the ointment yesterday, and I mean one. They had to seal off around the Eiffel Tower because there was a madman climbing up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
Yep. You'll see the video.
Yeah, it's...
if you haven't, and you think, who are these people? Now, there's a very small, but yet they are well-known climbers that like to do this kind of thing. Obviously,
skyscrapers are a big one.
Height of the closing ceremonies day, the final day of the Olympics, you got this hoo-ha up there halfway up the Eiffel Tower on the outside, climbing those girders.
Not getting enough attention,
like
apparently.
Like a spider monkey.
Right.
Meanwhile, so it was a fun diversion. I found myself getting pulled into different, in some cases, different sports that I wouldn't have necessarily paid much attention to.
And what was your takeaway? I mean, what did you wind up liking that you did, that was new?
I found myself fascinated by track and field. And I watched some of our athletes, and they are all in such amazing physical shape.
Yeah.
And just how close, like hundredths of a second, could separate a gold to a silver to a bronze.
When they're running, whether it's my favorite track event, probably would be the baton passing. The relay.
Yeah, and the relays.
The relays, like the four women teams.
Yeah, I get it.
I really, really enjoy that. And the transitions, the handoffs, and the lead can change two or three times in the race.
Here's what's crazy is I'm getting anxious, hoping they don't drop the baton, watching the transition.
Right.
You're like, go, girls.
It's great fun to watch. It really is. And just watching the sprinters, and they go down the line, and their legs are moving, and that's about all. I mean, they're so rock solid. You don't see anything but just this burst of speed. It's an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah, so the Olympics are history now. If you didn't hear, they literally had Tom Cruise sweep in. And, you know, the next Olympic Summer Games are going to be in Los Angeles.
So he got the flag, basically, to take back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, which was well choreographed because Tom Cruise has done all these Mission Impossible and all these, you know, high action films.
Yeah.
So it made sense that Tom Cruise would swoop in, take the flag, and take it back to L.A.
Who else would do that, right?
Are we going to wait 4 years?
Perfect choice.
For the next Olympiad in the summer. Coming up tomorrow morning, 7:35, we'll be announcing our Lifetime Achievement Awardee with our Hometown Heroes event, and we're very excited about this, so we'll share that with you again tomorrow morning at 7:35. You can go to kdkradio.com, by the way, and nominate somebody. We're going to recognize five people working their magic in our communities without looking for anything for themselves. We're going to take care of that, too. So, KDKRadio.com, check out the nomination page.
Nice.
Tonight, Elon Musk will interview Donald Trump. I'm sure this will come up over the weekend. Donald Trump saying that his campaign has been hacked by Iran.
And there's even more to this Iran angle than I knew until just a few minutes ago, Larry. Oliver Wiseman, writing for the Free Press, I get an email from them in the morning called The Front Page. And here's what they're saying about Iran. Working hard to influence the U.S. presidential election. Back on Friday, researchers at Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center raised the alarm, warning Tehran was behind a hack of a senior official on a presidential campaign. On Saturday, the Trump campaign said it was successfully targeted, and they pointed the finger at Iran. Now, Microsoft's analysts also report the Iranian regime is behind several fake news sites targeting American voters, and they note one Iranian group may be setting itself up for activities that are even more extreme, including intimidation or inciting violence against political figures or groups, with the ultimate goals of inciting chaos, undermining authorities, and sowing doubt about election integrity. Every time I see the word Iran in a news report, they're doing something awful somewhere in the world. And this, we need to be on guard now. We need to be very careful about where we're getting our news, and very careful about what we repost and send around, because, you know, people will fall for these lies.
They do.
And it just makes me sick to my stomach to think that this is what's going on. This is a country, Larry, where, and I don't take backseat to anyone when it comes to being a patriot. They have people who still gather today, every day, or every week in Tehran, and they still shout and chant "Death to America."
They're always trying to find ways, and they have over the years, and been successful in some cases. But this happens every day. So no matter what party you're affiliated with, you have to be careful of what you read on social media in particular.
Well, you know, the idea about this story today about the Trump campaign's email getting hacked, you know, to me, that's not the most important thing here. What is important to me is that they're trying to influence the election.
Right.
They're trying to change people's minds and sow civil unrest. You know, we can handle our, we don't need any help.
Right.
We're going to keep a lid on it.
China, you know? Russia.
Yeah.
Iran, there's no shortage of their real enemies.
Yes, they are.
Of this country and democracy. And they're trying to influence. Yeah, they're trying to influence everybody. And if they could find a way to hack in any further and do other damage, they're working on it every day.
You got it.
Don't be naive to think that doesn't happen. It isn't happening every day of the week.
Oliver Wiseman is the writer that I'm sourcing here, that I'm quoting. He works for and writes for the Free Press, which is also a source of information I highly recommend to our listeners. I think it's a wonderful place to stay informed in the loop, the stories you're not hearing about and not seeing on network television and in the big newspapers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.